subject. Communication in the real world, key takeaways. Relationships can be easily distinguished into personal or social and voluntary or involuntary. Eliminating the involuntary social relationship between targeted individuals and gang stalkers begins with enabling legal capacity for everyone and disability inclusion for everyone. This email has a spoken voice narrative file attached. Subject.ogg. This email also has mail tracking enabled. In reference to web link https://open.lib.umn.edu/communication/chapter/6-1-principles-of-interpersonal-communication/publisher information. MLibrary's publishing logo. Communication in the Real World, an introduction to communication studies, is adapted from a work produced and distributed under a Creative Commons license CC BY-NC-SA in 2013 by a publisher who has requested that they and the original author not receive attribution. This adapted edition is produced by the University of Minnesota Libraries Publishing through the e-learning support initiative. This adaptation has formatted the original text and replaced some images and figures to make the resulting whole more shareable. This adaptation has not significantly altered or updated the original 2013 text. This work is made available under the terms of a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike license. For questions about this textbook, please contact textbookooze@umn.edu. I am requesting that a section be added to the textbook Communication in the Real World that covers the reality of gang stalking. The principles of the reality of gang stalking is addressed into three separate research finding papers at the National Institutes of Health, specifically in the linguistic analysis of online forums of communication. These matters are not independent and cannot be separated. These matters of criminal activity and hate-based motives and actions are allowed to flourish, and something must change this status quo relationship with communication terms and practices across all of civil society. QQQQQ. April 2020. Stalking. Clear. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sherrod et al. Int J. Environ-Res Public Health. 2020. Free PMC article. pubmed.ncbi.nih.gov/32268595/ Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study. pubmed.nclm.nih.gov/33666560 Andrew Luster et al. J. Made Internet Res. 2021. Abstract. Background. Gang stalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts, such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online fora to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Objective. The objective of the study was to characterize the linguistic and rhetorical practices used by contributors to the gang stalking forum to construct, develop, and contest the gang stalking belief system. Methods. This mixed methods study employed corpus linguistics, which involves using computational techniques to examine recurring linguistic patterns in large, digitized bodies of authentic language data. Discourse analysis is an approach to text analysis which focuses on the ways in which linguistic choices made by text creators contribute to particular functions and representations. We assembled a 225,000-word corpus of postings on a gang stalking support forum. We analyzed these data using keyword analysis, collocation analysis, and manual examination of concordances to identify discursive and rhetorical practices among self-identified targeted individuals. Results. The gang stalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gang stalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gang stalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gang stalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted, / affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions: the study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. Keywords: computer-mediated communication, corpus linguistics, delusions, discourse analysis, e-health, internet, language, linguistics, online discourse, psychosis, schizophrenia. The word clinicians is important to understand in this paper. Our study focused on a particular persecutory belief system. However, insights from this work may be applied more broadly to other, related belief systems. This analysis is particularly valuable because it is based on discussions taking place in a non-clinical setting, which arguably allows for more candid and authentic communication, alleviating a potential Hawthorne effect of data collected in clinical settings. Online fora such as the one examined here represent popular avenues for health-related support and advice seeking. This is likely the case, to an extent, for all health-related issues. Yet, this is particularly relevant to contested health issues such as gang stalking, whose contested clinical status may result in those affected turning to peers rather than practitioners for advice and social support. For practitioners seeking to learn about the belief systems and patient community norms associated with contested health issues, it therefore behooves them to become acquainted with such online peer support contexts and the linguistic routines and associated discourses that characterize the interactions that take place within them. Copyright Andrew Lustig, Gavin Brooks, Daniel Hunt. Originally published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, Web, Link, Ding Ding, Rand Bell. Others in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please parse such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://www.me.org, the 5th of March 2021. Social semiotics of gang stalking evidence videos on YouTube, multimodal discourse analysis of a novel persecutory belief system. Andrew Lustig et al. Mere Mental Health. 2021. Free PMC article. Web, link, https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/34673523. The word clinicians is important to understand in this paper. Clinical implications. This observation may have important clinical ramifications. Traditionally, psychiatrists define delusions as fixed beliefs that are not amenable to change, considering conflicting evidence. 47. An alternative definition is that delusions are beliefs that are demonstrably untrue or not shared by others. 48. However, these and other definitions of delusions fall short, and arriving at a definitive definition may be impossible. 49. The prospect of a clinician definitively establishing the truth or falsity of a delusional belief system is often impractical or impossible. Often when a clinician states that a belief system is untrue or impossible, they are relying on their own beliefs, biases, and cultural reference. By shifting, instead, linguistic or semiotic understanding of delusions as belief systems that are unresolvable or that defer understanding ad infinitum, clinicians may sidestep the difficulties inherent in existing definitions. Ultimately, all users of semiotic systems, patients and clinicians alike, are subject to the same fundamental limits on communication and understanding inherent in language and all symbolic systems. Such a humbling realization may help to promote empathy and understanding and reduce stigma affecting people afflicted by persecutory belief systems. Conclusions: these data provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create positive ambient affiliation with viewers. We found that vloggers use multimodal DXs to illustrate the salience of the belief system. The videos highlighted the Derridean concept of deference, wherein the meaning of polysema signifiers is deferred without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Keywords: YouTube, communication, computer-mediated communication. My name is James Martin Driscoll. My inquiry comes from an owner of an adult consensual practices school in San Bernardino. Found on Google Maps, /businesses with this notation. Web, link, https://, grew up net piazzi building website .business.site, /web, link, https://, www.schoolandcaligalistings.com/us/san-bernardino/4680898814/grew-up-percent3a-great-reasons-us-will-unite-peace-percent3a-complete-worldwide-peace. My inquiry concludes a missing void or omission in communication criteria deemed by civil society as involuntary social influences by criminal activity allowed to be maintained by silence and propagated by ignorance. A chapter following conflict in chapter 6.0 should be added to this 2013 work on communications. Thank you. What is gang stalking? Web, link, https://www.mylordquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.htm. What is gang stalking? Maggie J. Hall. Last modified date, November the 30th, 2022. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a small group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. The number of people involved in the gang varies. Individuals might receive gang intimidation from a handful of people in a work environment, or they may be targeted by an entire community. Victims relaying claims of gang stalking perceive the attackers as well-organized groups of people, who not only communicate with one another in a certain location, but also pursue the target in other areas by means of extensive contacts. Leaders generally enlist the aid of other individuals in the gang by various methods, which typically include providing false information about the victim, manipulating potential members, or employing those with similar criminal backgrounds. Jealousy may be a cause of gang stalking. Victims may be from any gender or socio-economic background. These persons may outperform other co-workers, or have a set of standards that separates them from other people in an environment. Gang stalking frequently uses practices meant to destroy the victim's qualities. These acts might include blaming the target for a gang member's mistakes or taking credit for what the victim accomplished. In an effort to discredit a person or to add to the weaponry for the attack, gang stalkers may perpetuate the notion that the target is mentally impaired or dangerous in some manner, forcing the person to undergo evaluation. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. The majority of persons under attack report that stalkers frequently mirror the victim's behavior. Gang stalking might include mirroring physical gestures or verbal comments. Many victims relay that gang members often enter or leave properties and other locations at the same time as the target. Victims also frequently report that stalkers often repeat private conversations occurring in a home environment or over the phone. Gang stalking targets might also experience hang, up calls or calls from wrong phone numbers throughout the day. Attackers may enter homes illegally or employ the assistance of the target's friends or family. In an attempt to confuse the victim or to cause them to doubt their own logic and reasoning, stalkers might rearrange or steal personal items in the workplace or home. The criminal offenses of stalkers may become more aggressive or violent against the target, family members or pets. Is gang stalking real? Gang stalking does not necessarily mean you are being stalked by a street gang. They usually have bigger fish to fry, unless you have crossed them in some way. The term simply refers to a form of bullying by groups against an individual or small groups. Sadly, this behavior is common among school children and teens, especially when the victims are different or stand out in some way. However, it can also happen with adults in the workplace, on college campuses and other places. There are all kinds of motivations for gang stalking. Intolerance, prejudice, homophobia and racism are certainly among them, but often, the reasons are more personal. Envy or jealousy, fear of the other, intimidation and exclusion or ostracization are also common motivators. So are vindictiveness and revenge. Sometimes, there is no apparent reason. This kind of behavior, known to behaviorists and biologists and as mobbing, appears to happen among most mammal species. Gang stalking can take multiple forms. It may be perpetrated by a loose association of people who just happen to have it in for the victim's, or it can be a highly orchestrated campaign by a larger group, or even an entire community. Gang stalking usually happens in the brick-and-mortar world, but thanks to social media and the internet, it can happen online as well. It needn't be threats of physical violence. Under the cloak of web-based anonymity, stalkers can continue to harass and post libelous stories about their victims. Victims may also receive relentless, harassing telephone calls. Gang stalking is considered a crime, though it may be a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on the jurisdiction and what form the stalking/bullying takes. If factors such as racism or antisemitism come into the equation, it may be considered a hate crime, which is a federal offense. Although gang stalking appears to be on the rise, it only seems that way. The good news is that more victims are speaking out and reporting such behavior when it affects them. How to stop gang stalking? One tactic that gang stalkers use is referred to as gaslighting. The phrase comes from an old movie in which a murderer marries his victim's niece, then uses a series of lies, half-truths and other kinds of manipulation in order to convince her that she is going insane. The victim may find themselves the target of blame, or the gang might attempt to publicly discredit them or insinuate that they suffer from some mental disorder or delusion. Understand that it is not your imagination, that what you are being put through is very real. Have confidence, which can be challenging under the circumstances, and learn to trust yourself. After that, the most important thing you can do is to document everything. Fortunately, modern technology has given us a plethora of tools for recording all kinds of events. It has often been said that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Shine as much light on the situation as possible. If you can, enlist the aid of trusted friends and family to help in keeping records of what is going on. Although gang stalkers are not always violent, it's a good idea to protect yourself. Wear a helmet if you are out cycling, and carry pepper spray if it is legal in your jurisdiction, or some kind of an alarm. When out and about, whether in public, campus or the office, stay in heavily-trafficked areas where everyone can see what is happening. What to do about gang stalking? If you find that you are being harassed because of your race, ethnicity, religious beliefs or sexuality, you should know that you have allies and support. For example, if you are African-American, you can turn to the NAACP or even the ACLU for help and resources. Similar organizations for frequently-targeted groups include Council on American-Islamic Relations, Latin America's Immigrant Advocacy Center, Black Lives Matter, Anti-Defamation League. Those who find themselves stalked, harassed and bullied for other reasons also have options. Most companies and academic institutions have personnel whose job it is to address such problems. Otherwise, the adage, if you see something, say something, still applies. Even if you are not the victim, if you know of someone who is a victim of gang stalking, report to law enforcement. If you are being harassed over the phone, contact your carrier, as they may be able to take some action, although these days of caller ID, phone harassment is much easier to avoid. Discussion comments. AMON 1007220 JUNE 19, 2022. All that is in darkness will come to light. AMON 1007168 JUNE 11, 2022. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for reporting on this. AMON 10064030MARCH5, 2022. People, report the actions happening so there can be more awareness everywhere. I'm sure if we work together and raise awareness, we can win. And stop this madness. They are making innocent people take their lives. Let's put an end to this by reporting it to law enforcement and any organization. Instead of living with this crap, let's fight against the oppression thrown our way. We are strong. If we can handle the crap happening to us, we can handle raising more awareness so we can save lives. AMON 10059529 DECEMBR 28, 2021. In 2018 I was gang-stalked by a group of Proud Boys in the workplace. These guys were organized and had their story together to refute my accusations when I reported it to management. I had to hire outside consultation, aka private attorney, to take care of this for me and to call these boys out on their crap. What this article portrays is accurate, from what I experienced. Thank you. AMON 10059079 DECEMBR 15, 2021. This is interesting. AMON 10058371 7 hours ago. This is also happening to me, but there is not one thing anyone can do. It's way too big. All we can do is ignore it and live our lives happy and content and show them they cannot break us. We are survivors. AMON 10054030AUGUST 20, 2021. It's happening to me. My 16-year-old daughter has gone to live with a friend over it. They, no idea who, are in every aspect of my life. They've taken over my Google account, Samsung, Yahoo, etc. I thought I was going to go crazy, but now I've decided to fight back. They LL never know when I'm recording, videoing, etc. I'm going to get my life back. AMON 10046363 6MARCH 19, 2021. Gang stalking is alive and not well. AMON 10037303AUGUST 27, 2020. This is happening to me, my daughter who is only 14, and my service animal as well. It's highly illegal, it's a federal crime. I'm tired of it. We've been pushing back now and I will keep pushing back, until they are all exposed. Ignorance is no excuse. Those who participate are as guilty as those who orchestrate. They all need to be held responsible for their actions. They killed my best friend with their non-stop crap, he took his own life. I wish I could rewind time, and believe what he was telling me. I thought he was just being paranoid. He wasn't, and I know that now. I will not let go of this until justice is served. It's wrong, sick, bullying, downright messed up. Awareness will help. And law enforcement does participate. Not all. But yes, protect and serve. Think about that, law enforcement officers. It's wrong, it's a hate crime, and it's illegal. AMON 10036422AUGUST 6, 2020. This is sick and justice shall prevail. AMON 345916AUGUST 23, 2013. The presence of this in our current cultural climate has increased exponentially. With the lack of integrity and honesty in our culture growing, I don't see this being a downward trend. Employers are doing it in collusion, friends and business associates. Families are doing it to family members. Friends are doing it to friends. As much as people want to stop what is happening to them, they realize they just have to deal with it day in and day out, because the perpetrators have covered their tracks effectively. AMON 343398JULY 30, 2013. It has been happening to me for about 5 years. I am being listened to. They have looked up my whole family and all my past relationships, even though I have been faithfully married for 43 years. It has been intimated it's legal, they had a need to know, they are watching me, etc. They did it to my daughter too. She went into mental health custody because of it. It is exhausting as it goes on 24/7. There have been cross burnings, stolen trucks, missing things in the home. Just ongoing harassment and creepy stuff, 4 dead pets plus another burned cat that did not belong to me. It has been community-wide, and I probably will contact the FBI, as local authorities are stretched to the limit. This is 5 years of my life that I've lived in fear. AMON 2489904FEBRUARY 19, 2012. Gang stalking is a myth. But it's still happening. You have to ask yourself, how? How does it work? Are you being stalked, harassed, chemtrailed or mind controlled? Can't figure out what is going on? This is what they are doing, and this is how they do it. Open your eyes. Dash, 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 dash. The communications coursework textbook does not address the problem of communication and interfering actions across these communication from anonymous gang stalking tactics done through social media, ESB, dating apps. As given in the legal lawyers. Social media communications are being allowed to violate the mind spaces and personal real-world spaces of victims of gang stalking known as targeted individuals. Chapter 6, Interpersonal Communication Processes. Taking an interpersonal communication course as an undergraduate is what made me change my major from music to communication studies. I was struck by the clear practicality of key interpersonal communication concepts in my everyday life and in my relationships. I found myself thinking, oh, that's what it's called. Or, my mom does that to me all the time. I hope that you will have similar reactions as we learn more about how we communicate with the people in our daily lives. 6.1 Principles of Interpersonal Communication. Learning Objectives. Define interpersonal communication. Discuss the functional aspects of interpersonal communication. Discuss the cultural aspects of interpersonal communication. In order to understand interpersonal communication, we must understand how interpersonal communication functions to meet our needs and goals, and how our interpersonal communication connects to larger social and cultural systems. Interpersonal communication is the process of exchanging messages between people whose lives mutually influence one another in unique ways in relation to social and cultural norms. Inserted note on gang stalking omissions from this textbook. By allowing and never addressing communication standards when targeted individuals are being subjected to gang stalking tactics, we can never effectively form any relationship bonding across our entire interpersonal communication channels. One of the major goals that gang stalkers have in their effort to target individuals. This definition highlights the fact that interpersonal communication involves two or more people who are interdependent to some degree and who build a unique bond based on the larger social and cultural contexts to which they belong. Inserted note. Only when communication tactics can be described promptly and properly across the social media medium. Typically, pouncing on a victim who can recognize the patterns of gang stalking only serve the gang stalker to use the social media control they've blocked to muzzle the targeted individual into silence, while the corporate social responsibility allows the haters win every time. So a brief exchange with a grocery store clerk who you don't know wouldn't be considered interpersonal communication, because you and the clerk are not influencing each other in significant ways. Obviously, if the clerk were a friend, family member, co-worker, or romantic partner, the communication would fall into the interpersonal category. In this section, we discuss the importance of studying interpersonal communication and explore its functional and cultural aspects,